There is, oh yes, dot, dot, dot. There is a mathematical junction that you could have. I'm going to call it a Steinhart junction. Which is basically a Y. You have one arm. Let's draw it on a piece of paper. Hang on. Sorry about that from a previous recording. Decided to start again. If you draw a line going, you know, due east to due west, and then on the either side, it doesn't matter. No, the right hand side. You draw one line going off at 120 degrees from that line, and then you draw another line, and you kind of got a weird kind of Y on its side. That's 120 degrees between each arm. It's equal between each arm. And you have to understand that. Because one problem, especially with the Shelford junction, the junction in Shelford, is from the air, from aerial imagery, and a diagram that I drew, it looks wrong. It is wrong. It just looks wrong. And when you come up to the junction, it looks equally wrong. Not equally in the sense of 120 degrees, equally. But by the way, 120 times 3 is 360. Before you say anything, I can do some maths. I unfortunately had to use the calculator on my Mac to work that out. Yeah, I failed maths, shut up. Anywho, if you have this Y with three arms of 120 degrees, and you put a mini roundabout in the middle, two things will happen. One, the mini roundabout forces you to give way to the right. Ignore the fact that some of these arms may be more used than other arms, and the traffic flow may be... Obviously, the traffic flow isn't going to be equal all the time. Ignore that. It's a mini roundabout, so you have to give way no matter what. And the second thing is, as you approach this Steinhart junction, there's no through route. Unlike the Shelford junction, where there is a through route, but it's wrong. It's the wrong through route. You've got a choice from any each one of the three directions that you can approach that Shelford junction. You've got two choices. You can either make the priority north south south north, or you can make the priority, if you're coming from the south, south east east south. But they've made it south east east south, not south north northeast. No, north south south southeast. Shut up, Kevin. You understand what I'm talking about. It's wrong. The priority is incorrect. And it looks incorrect. Whereas with a Steinhart junction, there is no through route. There isn't I'll just go straight on at this junction. There isn't a straight on at all. You either have to turn left or you have to turn right. And the beauty of this Steinhart junction, and I would be really, really shocked if no town planner had ever thought of this. Anybody at Atkins had never thought of this kind of junction, this Steinhart junction, and I'm calling it Steinhart junction to boost my ego. If this Steinhart junction was put into force, as you approach the Steinhart junction, you either have to turn left 120 degrees or right 120 degrees. And that statement is true no matter which of the three directions you approach the junction. You have to either turn left 120 degrees or right to 120 degrees. You can't go straight on. And there are no other options. So even if you had, if you had a blank canvas, you could, in one of those, oh god, what are they called, tetralateral. It's probably the wrong term. One of those. That's the wrong word. One of those patterns that fits together. Someone at reply me with the correct term. You could make a grid network that was all Steinhart junctions. See, I've just drawn myself a little network here. It looks a bit weird, but mathematically it would be sound. And then you would never ever have the problem of lack of priority. No one would ever be like, I've got to stop. You would obviously have to stop if there was traffic, but if there wasn't traffic, you'd be... It's a more human junction. The Steinhart junction, it's human.